McDermott. Tomorrow evening, writer A.L. Kennedy on why she finds the nights far too thrilling for sleep. That's tomorrow evening. At the same time, a 11:15, here on BBC Radio 3.
On BBC Radio 4, Iraq, 10 years on.
It's been a mess since then, and we are trying to have order again.
The Iraqi people have endured a decade of danger and despair.
I feel sad about my country because there's no one care about us.
BBC correspondent Hugh Sykes returns to the country to find out how the lives of Iraqis have changed.
The security situation is different. People are feeling safe. You had two explosions in the same hour, but for now we have two explosions in 1 week.
After Saddam, starting this Sunday afternoon at 1:30, over on BBC Radio 4.
We're back here on Radio 3 tomorrow night. We've Italian Passions, nothing to do with their recent election. It's a live concert in Cambridge with music by Vivaldi, Veracini, Albinoni and Ferrandini. That's the Radio 3 live in concert tomorrow night, starting at 7:30. Back to tonight, it's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Pear tree, apple tree, sycamore, bramble bush. Pear tree, apple tree, plane tree, bramble bush, holly, laburnum.
Crocus,
narcissus,
fritillary,
primulavarus,
jasmine,
japonica,
walnut, sweet chestnut,
magnolia,
lobelia,
willow herb,
daffodil,
blackthorn, hawthorn, poplar, deadly nightshade, winter heliotrope, saxifrage, goldenrod,
Magnolia. I love that. Spoken so beautifully by the children of the Children's Opera Chorus and taken from a CD of children's music based on Carl Orff's work, due out very shortly on Trunk Records, and those recordings available for the first time since 1958. And before that, the voice of Daphne Oxenford, who died earlier this month, with those immortal words from the children's radio programme Listen With Mother. Are you sitting comfortably? Well, I hope you are, wherever you are, and ready for another week of Late Junctions with me, Fiona Talkington. And whatever you're up to this week, don't miss our Late Junction collaboration session on Thursday night. The great dobro player Jerry Douglas and accordionist extraordinaire Stian Carstensen. Now, chocolate anyone? This is a group called Minah from the Czech Republic.
Všechno zná a vše či někomu chce, možná už žádná čokoláda není. Pomalu se rozplynula v ústech, možná bylo to jen snění. Zlomím kousek čokolády, prach mi sedne na výška. Vidím modře, vidím hnědě, jsem ještě moc malička. Šlápnu nohou na kamínek, uslyším mě babička. Všechno zná a všechno vidí, kde je ta kostička. Všechno vidí, ví, kde je ta kostička, 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 kostička.
That's the sound of Minach from the Czech Republic and Chocolada from a CD I picked up from the lovely people representing Czech music at Womex in Thessaloniki last autumn. Now we're still in the nursery, and this next track is from one of Raymond Scott's Soothing Sounds for Babies albums he produced in 1963. Scott was actually born Harry Warno, and he picked his new name from the Manhattan phone book. As a child, he'd spent his afternoons pulling things apart in his father's music shop, and he went on to build his own radios and countless electronic instruments. This track is called The Music Box. Thank you.
time out, aging, miles away from within, beach and tall, when angel earns her wings. Baby steps in aging, beauty in making, be gentle, have mercy on me. Love is, love ends, lessons learned when love lives, be gentle when angel earns her wings. Baby steps in aging, beauty in making, be gentle, have mercy on me. Hurt comes, joy goes, fragile in her own truth. Have patience when angel earns her wings. Baby steps in aging, beauty in making, be have mercy on me.
That's the Finnish trio Slow Motive. Vocals from Sani Orosma, Kari Ilkonen on keyboards and Abdissa Asefa on percussion. And that track was called Baby Steps. The Stu Brown Sextet just before, and Toy Typewriter, and that comes from their album Twisted Tunes, the music of Raymond Scott, and Scott's own music box from one of his 1963 Soothing Sounds for Babies albums. And you can hear Raymond Scott's legendary Manhattan Research Project, scored and arranged by Leon Michener for an ensemble of rare vintage synthesizers and performed by Leon Michener and his guests, on the 14th of March at XOYO in London. That's part of the Pioneers of Electronic Music Festival. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and I'm going to play you now one of the musicians who's in our Late Junction collaboration session on Thursday, and it's a session I'm particularly pleased about, as I've been trying to make this happen for, I think it must be about 7 years. But I'm going to let the lovely Alison Krauss introduce him.
We'd like to introduce this man over here playing the dobro for you. He's originally from Warren, Ohio, and now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. And he's been a hero of all of ours since, of course, the second we heard him. He's regarded as one of the finest musicians in the world. Please make welcome the greatest dobro player the world has ever known, Jerry Douglas.
Thank you. How y'all doing? Great to see you. Thank you.
the great Jerry Douglas, well known for his solo work, for so many collaborations, his work with Alison Krauss and Union Station, and also here in the UK with the hugely popular Transatlantic Sessions. He did a solo session for Lake Junction some years ago, but finally, earlier on this month, my dream came true and he met and played with the brilliant accordionist Stian Carstensen, and I just can't wait to let you hear the results on Thursday's programme. That, by the way, was two tunes, a tribute to Peter O'Donnell and Monkey Let the Hogs Out, taken from Alison Krauss and Union Station live from the Louisville Palace, Louisville, Kentucky. And I've got something from Stian Carstensen coming up for you a little bit later on tonight. It's the Bristol Jazz and Blues Festival this weekend, and in their programme is something to mark the 40th anniversary of Duke Ellington's final sacred concert. Ellington wrote sacred music in the late 60s and early 70s, which he described as the most important thing he'd ever done. To mark the anniversary, the conductor David Ogden's brought together about 180 singers from the Exultate Singers, the City of Bristol Choir, the Bristol Schools Chamber Choir and the Kidderminster Choral Society, along with a big buzzard boogie band and the singer Yolanda Corti and tap dancer Junior Lannion. Well, that's all happening on Saturday afternoon at the Colston Hall in Bristol. To whet your appetite, here's a recording from 1974 of Ellington and his orchestra with the shepherd who watches over the night flock. Well, that's the other member of our Late Junction collaboration session, which you can hear on Thursday night. Stian Carstensen there playing just two of his instruments, accordion first of all, and then prepared banjo in the title track from his album Backwards into the Backwoods. And that followed Duke Ellington's The Shepherd Who Watches Over the Night Flock. As I mentioned, Ellington's sacred music features this weekend in the Bristol Jazz and Blues Festival. You'll find full details of the lineup online. Now, the clarinetist, composer and writer David Rothenberg has astonished us in the past with his Why Birds Sing and whale music. And in his latest project, he turns to insects, bugs. For millions of years, long before humans opened their mouths to sing, he says, insects have been thrumming, scraping and drumming complex beats out into the world. Here, David's joined by the guitarist Robert Jurjendal and the red-headed meadow katydid, or bush cricket, the mole cricket, the confused ground cricket and the common virtuoso katydid over the regular beat of Robinson's cicada.
Thank you. Who's dead and who's dead and stole your faithful foe. Gustav Holsten bade hold all your artful steeds. None of the most your roads as your lawful. Moon, sun, staff, all your roll, all your staff, all stairs and beat.
Sissel Endresen and Stian Vesterhus, who've been nominated for a Norwegian Grammy very deservedly for their album Didymoi Dreams. Two tracks there, Wooing the Oracle and Hector. Following a track from David Rothenberg's new Bug Music album, playing there with the Estonian guitarist Robert Jurjendal and various crickets, including the wonderfully named mole cricket and the confused ground cricket. The Chinese pipa player Wu Man travelled with her instrument to the borderlands, and her encounters included Abduvali Abdurashidov and Sirojuddin Jurayev. When they got together to record in Paris, they ended up with a piece they called Improvisation for 3½ Instruments, as Abduvali described his sato tanbur as two instruments in one. As the sato, it's played with a plectrum, and as the tanbur, it's played with a bow. Sirojuddin's playing a dutar, a type of long-necked lute.
Thank you.
Words there from the Song of Songs set by Palestrina. If thou know not, fair one among women, follow the steps of thy flocks and feed thy young goats next to the shepherd's tents. And sung there by the 16, directed by Harry Christophers. You can catch them live as part of their 2013 choral pilgrimage. The next dates coming up are on the 2nd of March at Guildford Cathedral, on the 5th of April at Winchester Cathedral, and on the 6th at the Cathedral in St Albans, and plenty more dates online as well. And just before that, Wu Man was playing Pipa, Abduvali Abdurashidov playing Sato Tambur, and Sir Roger Dean Jurayev on Dutar, and what they describe as an improvisation on 3.5 instruments. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you. When I was but a youngster lad, I thought I'd like to roam. Like many some other foolish lad, I had no thought of home. Like kind old friends around me thought far too much of me. So I left my dear old homestead and I went away to sea. My father, as I parted, says, "My lad, where'er you roam, let no false bright make you forget the loving ones at home." My mother, she could hardly speak that ere I went away. She threw her arms around my neck and this to me did say, "How may God go with you, Charlie lad, wherever you may roam. Let no false bright make you forget the loving ones at home. Goodbye, God bless you, darling son," so sadly she did cry. "Whilst I have life, I'll not forget my mother's last goodbye." I packed my bundle on my back and I sailed for home once more. And as the big ship bore me o'er across the sparkling foam, I thought on every day and hour it brought to me near their home. I landed but alas too late, my parents they were dead. My gold it had no joys for me, for all its joys were fled. For I longed to see the old ones in that bright land far away. And oft times in my dreams I hear my good old mother say, "How may God go with you, Charlie lad, wherever you may roam. Let no false bright make you forget the loving ones at home. Goodbye, God bless you, darling son," so sadly she did cry. "Whilst I have life, I'll not forget my mother's last goodbye."
Such a sad song from James McDermott from County Fermanagh, recorded in 1980. And that was Talk Talk at the top there from 1991, Taphead, and the calming sounds of Tibetan singing bowls in between, played by Tsering Tobgyal. Now, a few weeks ago, I visited Reykjavik, mostly for the Dark Music Days Festival, which took place at the hugely impressive new concert hall called Harpa, and you can read my blog about that on the Radio 3 website. But I also sneaked off and visited a few other things as well, including Sigur Ros's studio, built in a disused swimming pool, and had a wonderful visit to the Bedroom Community Label studios just outside the city centre, and Valgeir Sigurdsson showed me around. Working there at the time was Paul Cawley doing some mixing, and he gave me a copy of his new album, Disquiet. I'm going to end with the title track, an album which he says suggests a walk through an icy wasteland under a darkening sky, with unspecified creatures lurking at the edge of vision, a drifting walk that ends in the shadows of a vaguely familiar deserted city. Some might discern in the distance the footsteps of Morten Feldman, who has once passed nearby, or is about to, or might spot some wires discarded by Chris Watson, and a question or two written into the sand by Anton Webern. But Paul also told me what it was like to work in these legendary studios.
It's a physical thing as well, with things that are worked on here in this house, I think. You can hear this place, and it's a physical thing with this house, for sure. I mean, the fact that the same piano is on Ben's album and Nico's album, it means more than it sounds like, you know, yeah.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once more to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Today I'm starting at the 2012 Hindsgavl Festival in Denmark with a concert by the Modigliani Quartet, four young Frenchmen who've been playing together for a decade now. They're on familiar territory with the Debussy Quartet in 25 minutes or so, but first, here's the Quartet No. 3 in E-flat by a composer we usually introduce as the Spanish Mozart. Juan Crisóstomo de Arriaga was born 50 years to the day after Mozart, so the nickname is inevitable, perhaps. But once you've heard this quartet, how about the Spanish Schubert? Look out especially for the second movement, which plumbs some remarkable depths. Was ever a pastoral more misleadingly named?